If you have a job, consider yourself lucky. It's May Day. May Day is also known as International Workers' Rights Day, and millions of undocumented people can't find jobs. In Chinatown today, over 40 organizations gathered to support workers and rally for greater wages and rights. Sam Dawn was at the scene.
It was a brutally hot day in Los Angeles, but that didn't stop the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights from coming out for workers' rights. The day started with Burger King and Walmart employees marching to ask management for wage increases. Demonstrators started at the Burger King on Cesar Chavez Street, walked across the street to Walmart, and then to the entrance of Chinatown, where the main rally was held. Burger King management refused to speak with the ralliers, but Walmart management did respond.
When they're individual with our
I understand, but you know what? You have taken retaliated against workers working. That's not so.
One of the main speakers at the event was Richard Reynoso, a Walmart employee. In his 3 years of working at Walmart, he has only received a wage increase of 80 cents.
And it's just really just all these groups coming together in solidarity to support one another, because we understand that each one of these fights are still interconnected, and that's the way to show our true powers to come together as one.
The main focus of the day was on workers and immigrant rights, but workers' rights groups weren't the only demonstrators. There were groups supporting causes as varied as gay marriage, environmental protections, and women's rights. Kathy Deppe of the Clergy and Laity United for Economic Justice is involved in the women's rights movement.
For women to win equal pay, I think, is the most important thing that would help women and their families thrive.
There were thousands of people at the rally today, but the question is, what's next? Supporters aren't necessarily expecting policy changes. Instead, they say their main goal is to raise awareness of the issues. Sam Dorn, Annenberg Radio News.